Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. One of my favorite parts of our radio show that we have every week is our lightning round, and that's where I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. So we're going to play one of those for you right now. I think it's great to get to hear just what are people thinking about. And if you have a question, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy this segment from our lightning round. So let's jump into our lightning round where we answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. First question I had is from Will. Will said, I graduated from college in December and have a job that doesn't offer a 401k. My dad has told me to open my own IRA. I'm wondering the best place to do that. Will, thanks for writing in. That's a great question. So yes, I agree with your dad that opening an IRA, that's an individual retirement account, is a great idea if your employer doesn't allow them. But a few caveats. Okay, first of all, how much money do you have actually saved in a savings account? Boring as all get out, liquid at your bank. Most young folks I talk to don't have a lot. Okay, so before you open a retirement account, which is looking years and years out, you've got to have that foundation of liquid money for, you know, when your car breaks down, you got to pay for it so that you're not swiping a credit card. So before you open any IRA, you should have 3 months of your expenses saved. Okay, not your paycheck, but your actual expenses, whatever it takes for you to live 1 month without eating, you know, Spam every day. Should be what you have saved, 3 months of that. Once that's done, one other thought is, yes, you should open an IRA, but consider a Roth IRA. Most people who start working, you're not making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars unless you're the exception to the rule there. And so when you start, you don't have a major tax issue. You don't have huge taxes at the end of the year. And so a Roth IRA is different from a regular IRA. A regular IRA is pre-tax contributions, meaning that you pay tax one day on what you've contributed, but it grows, you know, you put it in and you get a write-off this year, you get a deduction for what you've put in. A Roth IRA flips it and says, I go ahead and pay the taxes on my contributions this year, but then it grows tax-free forever and I take it out tax-free. And if I'm in your place, I love the idea that right now I can start building a tax-free bucket of money that can, that I can use long term. And the cool thing about Roths is that they act as an extension of your emergency fund because you can pull out whatever you've put in with no penalties because you've already paid taxes on it. So you can't pull out the growth, but if you put $5,000 into this thing, you can pull that $5,000 out if you had to. So it's a super flexible, tax-free bucket of money, and that's what I would consider. Thank you again for that question. All right, next we have Kimberly. She writes, I was just offered a long-term care policy through my employer. Is that something I should consider? Kimberly, thanks so much for writing in. Listen, here's the deal. Long-term care insurance has become a very controversial topic, weirdly enough. I know insurance is exciting stuff, right? Because it was wildly popular a few decades ago when it first came out. But since then, most companies offering it have pulled out and stopped offering it. And most existing companies that do have it have raised the cost on the people that bought the policy. So literally, over 90% of people who own a traditional long-term care insurance policy have gotten increases in their premiums from their insurer, which is a big problem if you're in retirement. You're on a fixed income, and all of a sudden you get a letter saying, hey, the cost is going up. Here's what's to consider, though. We don't know where long-term care is going. Right now, somewhat arbitrarily, and again, drop your politics for a minute. This is just reality. Our government has said you have Medicare if you're in retirement, so that'll cover most basic health issues. But then long-term care, which means you need to be in a facility or you need regular help at home, is not covered. And that's been a distinction they chose. And again, dropping your politics for a minute, the overall move in our country has been more and more towards a nationalized type system. It's hard to imagine in some ways that decades from now, we're still going to say long-term care is not covered under what we consider Medicare. It might not be. But that makes it very hard to decide, am I going to buy a policy that may increase in cost and that I don't really know if I'll need it in 20 years. There's so many unknowns. But let me say this. A lot of the group options that are out there, there's one especially, I think Unum offers a group long-term care option that some employers have often have offered as benefits. Those have been pretty decent. And so what I'd really recommend for you is to dig into the fine print and go meet with someone who can help you do that. We do that with folks. There's other planners that do that. If you want to sit down with me, go on the website, mylifeismore.com. Set up a consultation, even if it's just to talk about this, because there's so many variables about your age, your current financial situation, and what you're trying to accomplish to whether you should add that policy. But I will again say some of the group policies have been pretty good. And so I think it's worth digging deeper into that. Thank you so much for your question.